South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, our whole first hour is devoted to our IMN guest, Art Falcone. Art is the CEO of the Falcone Group, and he's got all kinds of new great things going on. We're going to talk about that. Art is brought to us by the IMN Private Equity Forum on Land and Home Building East. It's going to be April 22nd and 23rd at the Ritz-Carlton South Beach. You can get a 20% discount if you use the discount code JF20. And make sure you go to www.imn.org for more info. Did I say too many W's there? I don't know. But anyway, Oscar, do we have Art? All right, Art, how's it going?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm all fired up. I'm really excited to talk. You know, I've been a fan for years from afar. I know that you've been doing some great things in downtown, some great things all over the state with the home building. But I really want to start out by framing things up, Art. Can you tell us a little bit about the Falcone Group and what you're up to today?
Sure. I'm the Falcone Group. We are general partners in two companies, one called Encore Real Estate Opportunity Fund, and another one called Rescore Apartment REIT, which is a private REIT right now in the real estate space, specializing in multifamily for rent.
Oh, so then your experience has always been horizontal homes, and now you're doing apartments, which I think is a great thing. We'll talk about that a little more. And what's Encore up to?
Encore, over the last 4 years, has been investing across the country in distressed, opportunistic real estate. And presently today, the company owns many master plan communities that were basically bought in the distress of the 2008-09 timeframe. And we're also building condo towers in several states as well. So the company right now is doing business in California, Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Art, let's say, I guess our topic today is sort of about equity investing and in land and home building. How's the market for land today versus, I guess, at the trough or the upward swing of the last cycle? What's different today than the last time we were coming out of a recession?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say land prices have recovered quite a bit from the 2009 recession depression.
Uh-huh.
It really depends on where you are in the country. I would not say they're up to the prices that we've seen in the 2005-06 period of time. But in certain areas in the country, it is, but not too many. The areas that we're seeing the most aggressive would be, of course, in the Northeast United States, has surpassed the prices of what they were getting for condos and houses in 2005 and 2006. We're seeing the same type of results in San Francisco. In Florida, is recovering, but the recovery is fragmented. So we're seeing a nice recovery in South Florida, and we're seeing a nice recovery in Orlando, and then other parts of the state that are lagging but coming about would be Fort Myers, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Recovering, kind of, I would say, put that at the bottom of the list of the top five.
Well, it sounds to me then, having been part of the real estate market here for decades, I got my start with my mom. She sold houses up here in North Dade back in the 70s, back in the gas crisis days. So I've been following the industry for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And, I'm wondering, what is it that you're doing this time as far as size of deals and structures and terms? Are you looking specifically in Encore to do a specific type of a transaction these days?
We've invested about $1 billion of equity over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, most of it has been what we call distress opportunistic, where we have done workouts to buy deals through bankruptcy or foreclosure proceedings. Most of the deals that we do are larger in size.
Uh-huh.
So most of the things that we're looking at would be, you know, anywhere between $20 million to a couple hundred million in each deal.
Oh, okay.
And that would encompass, you know, master plan communities and or condo towers.
Now, you mentioned something a couple of minutes earlier, which talked about prices and values are increasing significantly in the Northeast and may have surpassed their pre-recession levels. So as a guy that grew up here watching the market, like I said, with my mom since the 70s, every time it gets liquid up north, they move down here and we see a spike. Are you starting to see the people from the Northeast finally showing up and competing with the Latin buyers for some of these deals?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, we just started seeing that really in the last, I would say, 18 months. Before that, it was non-existent. You know, one of the things we always see is when the Northeast part of the U.S., you know, New York, Jersey, Connecticut, when they start taxing their residents in many different ways, or you see that they have a bad winter. You know, Florida is always a big winner in that cause, and the same thing with California. Whenever we see, you know, California raise their taxes to their residents and citizens, you know, people go to either Vegas or Phoenix. So, we're definitely seeing more of a resurgence of the Northeastern buyers.
Yeah, we were. My family was Bergen County. We left Bergen County in like 1969 for my dad's health. We moved down here. So I think everybody's got a story why they moved down here. Everybody's got a grandmother that lives down here, and they're always just waiting to join them, it seems like to me.
Yes, definitely.
Now, what do you think? You know, we've got Janet Yellen now. We've got a new Fed person up there. They're trying to keep things consistent, but that never really happens. They're jawboning about raising rates, which means we know they're going to raise rates. We knew they were going to raise rates. When she said we were going to raise rates, we saw that the stock market didn't really like it. What do you think the increase that's eventually going to come on interest rates is going to have on the home building and home buying businesses?
That's a good question. You know, as you know, the Fed's in their bond buying policy, where they were buying whatever north of $70 billion a month to keep rates down, as they go off of that addiction and start buying less of their own paper, which they already started that process, you will see rates, you know, normally go back up. So the way we look at it is, you know, we look at, you know, the 10-year and the 30-year, you know, rates quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way we look at it is a normal 10-year to us is you look at whatever the CPI of inflation is, and you take that, whatever you think that is, if you think it's at 1 or 2%,
right,
and you look at GDP growth, whatever you think that is, at 2 or 2.5%, and you add the two together, and the equalization to that is really a 10-year rate, because if you're going to buy paper, you're not going to buy something less than what the inflation rate is and not less than what GDP growth is. So if you add those two together, you know, we see 10-year rates, you know, rising into the fours and over the next couple of years, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 30-year rates will definitely rise with that index on whatever spread that you see the difference between 10-year and 30-year today.
Mm-hmm.
But historically, you know, being in the business for a long time, you know, we've seen the home building business, condo business, you know, people looking for 30-year mortgages. I over the last 30 years, I haven't seen the industry really go into, like, more of a shutdown mode until you start seeing rates on the 30-year start going into the sevens.
Yeah.
Because then a lot of people, as you know, when the rates start going into the high sixes to seven, then they start going to an adjustable rate mortgage, which is less, right?
Yeah.
And they, you know, they do that, and that helps out the industry. But, you know, I think we have a ways to go on that, because we're still at very historical lows on total permit activity in the country today. You know, a normal permit activity for sale and for rent houses at the size of the economy we have or the population would be probably about 1.5 to 1.6 million starts, home building starts, including condos and everything, a year. And, you know, this year the industry will do about 950,000 to a million. So we still have a ways to go to come to a normalization.
Well, listen, I want you to hold on right there, because we talked about the condos and the apartments. I know that you've got your other group that talks about apartment development, and we want to talk about things you're doing in urban cores around the country. So if you could stick with us just a couple minutes, we're going to pay some bills, we're going to come back, and we're going to keep finding out what you think about the home building and equity market. I really appreciate you hanging out, Al.
Very good.
All right, Art, we'll be right back with Art Falcone. Oscar, take us out.
Come on.